All right. Hey, dude. Hey. Welcome to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I am Jessie Wallacker, your host. If you hear any crunching, it got a little cold and rainy last night, and the fence outside is moving in the wind. But I want to go through a little breathing meditation, thinking, imagining exercise with you. So if you've ever done a meditation, feel free to go about it how you normally would. If you haven't and you're a little skeptical, I want you to just think of it as an imagination, letting your mind wander and be open to whatever possibilities come up during this. So first off, if you want to sit or stand, walk around, whatever it is that you want to do, as long as you're listening in, that's totally fine. I'm going to start with taking some nice, easy breaths. So with breathing, I took years of voice lessons, so it's kind of stuck with me. But with breathing, we've got our lungs. And a lot of us keep our breath high and tight in our chest and shoulders. So I really want you to focus on breathing into your stomach. So we know we've got our lungs, and right under our lungs is our diaphragm. This is a muscle that moves to allow air in and then pushes against the lungs to get it back out. And in order to do that, in order to get full, deep breath, it needs to go down deep into your stomach, into the area that you spend all day sucking in, the area that you are so self-conscious of. So if you need to, pause this and put on a big old sweatshirt so you don't feel self-conscious about it. But I want you to just let it out. Don't suck it in. Don't flex it. Just let it breathe. So imagine as you're taking deep breath in, try and go through your nose. If it's stuffy, feel free to go through your mouth, but through your nose, you're going to get a lot more oxygen into your lungs. So we're breathing nice and deep through your nose, filling up those lungs, trying to get them as big as you can, letting that stomach fill up, and then pushing out. Not forceful, nice and easy. And as you get more used to this, it should be relaxed. It should be quiet. It doesn't need to be ha. We're not doing any loud breathing today. It can just be nice and simple. And focusing on breathing into your stomach is going to let your shoulders relax. Let them melt. We keep them nice and tight when we're stressed out, but I don't want you to be stressed right now. I want you to just focus on your breathing. We're trying to get relaxed because with breath, we can trick our bodies into relaxing. Even if you're going through a mini panic attack, even if you're stressed out to the max, even if you're worried about tomorrow, taking nice, deep, slow breaths will cause your body to think that it's okay. Because when you're breathing easy, you're relaxed. When you're relaxed, you're breathing easy. So in order to do that, in order to create that relaxed state, you need to start breathing easily. So just taking a few deep breaths. Here we go. Feel the need to move around to fill it up even more, feel free. But imagine every little inch of your lungs filling up. Nice and deep, nice and healing breath. And let's send that relaxation and breath and energy and confidence and freedom down to your problem areas. Your stomach, your butt, your thighs, even up to your face. Anything that you are self-conscious about, let's bring that energy, let's bring that healing, that life-giving breath, because without it, you wouldn't be alive. Let's bring it there so you feel calm and safe with you, the person you are going to spend the rest of your life with, the person you pick apart daily, the person you look at with disgust in the mirror, the person you struggle with day in and day out. Is the one you're going to spend the rest of your life with. You can fix everything outside, but if the inside is still hurting, nothing is going to be better. Because you want people, you want love in your life, but how can you let them in and expect them to love you and give you everything you want if you can't give it to yourself? Because they're just going to mirror back what you already are doing because they think that that's okay, that that's what you want. Because if you didn't want it, why would you be doing it? If you didn't want it, why would you be saying it, be thinking it, be living it. It has to start with you. So all of those things that you are working towards, all of those big dreams you have, that dream life you cannot wait to get to, I want you to imagine it. Imagine the financial freedom, the traveling, the partner of your dreams. They've checked off everything on your bucket list, every boundary that you have set, they are, and more. Imagine living in the home where you feel so comfortable and so safe and so free to just be you. It houses everything you want and everything you need. Imagine the people in your life, the friends you've always wanted and always imagined but never thought that they could exist, all in a group that is just so beautiful and supportive for you. Imagine the weather that you so enjoy and look forward to, and instantly when you wake up, it's out there and just brings you so much life, so many good things. You got the job, you got the promotion, business is growing, and you feel like you're living out who you were truly meant to be, truly meant to be. Everything you've always wanted is finally a part of your life. But the one thing that hasn't changed, you, the person who is experiencing it, the person who is going with it with you, the body, the soul, you. Imagine having all of those things and still having this fear and this anxiety and this stress. All of those things aren't doing anything for you. They're still leaving you empty. And even more so because they were the things that were going to save you. They were the things that were going to fix everything. You have everything you wanted and then more. And it's still not enough. Now, how does that feel? Has your breath started to get a little tighter? Do you feel more tension in your body again compared to when you were just thinking about all the things you ever wanted? That reality that you're still the same person now and in the future that is still struggling. Is that freaking you out? The good news is it doesn't have to be. It starts with you. It starts with you. With you allowing yourself to be the person that's worthy of a relationship, to be the person that is worthy of the raise, or worthy of the promotion, worthy of the dream job, worthy of the financial freedom, worthy of the friends, worthy of the beautiful family relationships, worthy of the home, worthy of the safety, worthy of the dog running around your backyard. You're that person now. Nothing about you changes other than the physical outside part of you that will never, ever stay with you till the end. Things are always going to change, but you are going to be the one constant in your life. And if you keep thinking just this one break, just this one thing, this one moment, this one person is going to make it better, is going to make it different, and then I'll be free, and then I'll feel comfortable, and then I'll feel safe. You keep waiting for that. I'm sorry, but it's never going to change. It's never going to bring you everything that you want. You have to start with it first. You have to know that you are worthy and capable of creating the body of your dreams. You have to know you're worthy and capable of sticking with the diet and the routine. You are worthy and capable of taking on that promotion, of taking on that extra work, of helping all of those people, of taking on more responsibility, of owning that home, of being financially free and smart with money, and knowing you're not going to fall back. Being safe and confident enough to travel, capable enough to do it now. It starts with you. And then when you do feel that way, you're more willing to grow, challenge yourself, and do more to make sure it's possible, because it's you, because you want to, because you love yourself enough to want to be more, to want to do more. And you're willing to do the scary things. You're willing to be vulnerable. You're willing to open up. You're willing to say what it is you've always wanted to say, but have been too afraid to say it, because what will they think of me? Will I lose them? Will I be left alone? But you're never alone. You're only as alone as you allow yourself to be, but you are never, ever alone. Can force yourself into hiding, force yourself into being like, nobody gets me, nobody understands what it is I'm struggling with or going through. But it's only because you're not letting them in. You're not allowing them to see, you're not allowing them to hold up their end of the bargain in this relationship. And that's supporting you. You don't have to do it all. You don't. And let people in and challenge and allow that they will leave, but know and confidently be okay with, that's okay. Because once you've gotten to that point, then you are powerful and more capable than any force on this earth. Because when you're okay and safe with yourself, nothing else matters. You're braver, more confident, and willing to take the chance, because all in all, you've still got yourself. You've still got you, and you is more than enough. So take a few more deep breaths deep into your stomach, nice and full and confident and warm. Safe and all the things you want and crave. Fill yourself up with all of that energy, with all of those feelings. And continue to come back to this until you automatically do. Every doubt, every question, every moment of what if, every fear, every what will they think, what will they say, will they leave me? Keep coming back to this. Keep working on you. Keep trusting and loving, believing in yourself first, until those voices start to disappear, start to diminish, and soon are just a distant memory. It's a process. And it's not easy, because you've been telling yourself these things and these fears and holding tight to them for years, but they do not serve you. They aren't what's going to take you to the future, to tomorrow that you will keep working towards. They're only going to keep you stuck to where you are now. It's not taking on and doing more and finding the next challenger competition to do. It's solely just working on yourself. You have enough information. You know enough. You are more than capable. Now it's time to work on the soul that you have been neglecting in this body that is housing you for your entire life. It's time to start working on them, because they need the focus and the work and the attention more than anything else. So keep taking nice, deep breaths. You've closed your eyes, feel free to open them whenever. Come back to where you are now, but keep that breathing, keep that calm. Don't let the fear come back. Stay in this. This isn't a dream world. This isn't a one day, an if, a when, a wouldn't it be nice, maybe next time thing. This feeling, this calm, this safe, this optimistic feeling, this is normal. This is how you are supposed to feel all the time. Have a wonderful day, and thank you so much for joining. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.